We are in Simin Tov Mem Zayin. We're up to Sif Gimel, and that's what we will be doing. We are in the halacha of chametz on Pesach not being bottle at all. There is no Torah's bittel because of the chumrah of chametz. Chazal took away the din of bittel b'shishim. Whereas on Erev Pesach, where it is not yet b'karis, Chazal allowed the regular halachas of bittel to apply, which means if you're dealing with a mixture, with a tarovis of lach balach, the halachas is bittel b'shishim. If you are dealing with a tarovis of yavish b'yavish, where they're all the same min, and the question is which one is the chametz and which one is not, the halach is bittel berov. As long as the majority are not chametz, the halach is that you can use them all. There are halachas, though, that of whether or not one person can have them all. We are machmir, the one person doesn't have them all, but they can all be eaten. They don't have to be destroyed, and this is on Erev Pesach itself. Now we have a halacha. Chita shim nimtzeis be'erev Pesach betar negolos mevushelos. Now, it is very common that when a chicken is opened up, they will find grain inside it, which is why the chicken that is prepared for Pesach has to be cleansed very, very well. They're supposed to do this even before the melicha, before they salt it, because the salt will allow for the absorption of whatever chametz is there to get into the chicken. In fact, wherever possible, and modern plants usually have this, there's a vacuum cleaning of the insides of the chicken to make sure that there's really not even the smallest amount of grain or anything else that's left inside it. So the Mechaber says, Chitesh nimtzes be'erev Pesach b'tar negolos mevusheles. You already cooked the chicken, and then you find a grain of wheat. Muter levatla b'shishim. Now, what does it mean, muter levatla b'shishim? So the Mishneh Berurah changes the girsa. He says, the betelo b'shishim. It is batel b'shishim. We're not talking about you being mevatelit. We're talking about the halacha being that it is order, that is already batel b'shishim. And once again, we are talking about eating it on Erev Pesach itself. You'd like to have lunch on Erev Pesach. You want to have chicken. You cook the chicken, you open it up, and you find a grain of wheat in it. So you're allowed to eat it. If this happened on Pesach, it would, of course, be aser, because chametz on Pesach is b'mashu, it will aser the entire chicken that it was cooked with. Now, what happens if you took the grain of wheat out, and then you heated up the chicken on Pesach itself? The halacha there is that it's going to be mutter on Pesach, and that already we're going to see a little bit later in Siv Dalet, actually, where the minhag Ashkenaz is that something that became batel before Pesach, if it is lach balach, meaning that there's no real mamushes left there, the halacha is that it will not wake up again and aser it on Pesach itself. Whereas if there's any mamushes to it, the halacha is that it's aser. Now, that being the case, let's say you went ahead and heated up, you went ahead and cooked the chicken on Erev Pesach with a grain of wheat. The halacha is the wheat inside it is batel b'shishim compared to the rest of the chicken. So whatever taste of wheat, whatever taste of chametz went into the chicken, the halacha is that that is batel. Now, what happens if I found this piece of wheat, I picked it up and I threw it away? Now, what do I have left in the chicken? Nothing other than tam. Since the tam was batel on Erev Pesach, I didn't cook this on Pesach itself. I cooked this on Erev Pesach. The halacha is that during Pesach, I would still be allowed to eat this chicken. Not only that, even if I reheated the chicken on Pesach, it would still be mutter. Whereas, what happens if the chicken was cooked with the grain of wheat on Erev Pesach, and then we reheated it before they discovered that grain of wheat? So it was reheated on Pesach with the grain of wheat. That means on Pesach itself, this grain of wheat was giving more tam to the chicken. Since what it gave in its cooking was chametz on Pesach, that is b'mashu, and there is no Torah's bittel. Now, going further, V'im ha-tarnegol, aval im chimu ha-tarnegolos b'pesach bo'ot shachita b'socha chozeres litin tam b'socha b'pesach v'heva b'mashu. Whereas if you reheated this chicken on Pesach with the chita still inside it, the halachi is that it's aser, because this is chametz on Pesach and it is b'mashu. So once again, if you cooked it before Pesach, removed the grain of wheat, and then on Pesach itself you reheated it, the halachi is that it's mutter. Whereas if you cooked it on Pesach or reheated it on Pesach while the grain of wheat was there, the halach is the entire chicken is aser. Once again, the reasoning being that chametz on Pesach itself when you have real chametz and it gives off a drop of taste of chametz, the halacha is that regardless of the proportions, chametz is not bottle on Pesach. Not so. If you're talking about something that was cooked before Pesach and gave off whatever it gave off, there is bitl b'shishim. A grain of wheat compared to the chicken is certainly bitl b'shishim. The grain of wheat itself, of course, remains chametz, but the taste of wheat that it gave into the chicken by way of cooking it, that is not bitl. Therefore, if you cooked it on Erev Pesach with the grain of wheat in it, the halachi is that you throw out the grain of wheat and you can eat the chicken. If you cooked it on Pesach with the grain of wheat in it, of course, the whole chicken is aser. If you cooked it on Erev Pesach with the grain of wheat and then removed it, you are allowed to eat the chicken on Pesach, even if you reheated it on Pesach. Whereas, if you cooked it on Erev Pesach with the grain of wheat and then reheated it on Pesach with the grain of wheat, the halacha is that it is aser, because there we say that on Pesach it is giving taste. Even though it is a minuscule taste, it's not discernible, it's not detectable because it's so small. Nevertheless, there is no Torah's bittel. Further, says the Ramah now, Hago miyu bechimum klisheni ein lochush. Whereas, if you only reheated it in a klisheni, the halach is you don't have to worry. V'yesh machmirim beklisheni bepesach. There are those that are machmir in a klisheni, v'tov lahachmirim hayat saledes bo, de'belav hachi lo mikri klisheni. And one should be machmir in a klisheni, so long as it's yad saledes bo. If it's not yad saledes bo, it's not even a klisheni, it's just called sonin. So what's the case? On Pesach itself, the case where you reheated the chicken was, obviously, if you reheated it in a pot, or even if you poured hot water onto this chicken that had the wheat, the halachi is that on Pesach itself, it is still being mavliya, some chametz into your chicken. Now, what happens if you put hot meat on top of chametz? The halachi is that we are machmer even in a klisheni, meaning, let's say I took a hot chicken out of a pot and then put it onto a plate where there was a grain of wheat. The halachi is we are machmer there, even though it's a klisheni, because this is a dover gush. Not only that, but it could even be in a klishlishi, it's the case. Meaning, if you're dealing with a solid that is hot, we say that it retains its heat, and the fact that it's no longer in its original clayly that it was cooked in still does not take away from it its ability to be mavliya umaflit, for it to give taste and absorb taste. Whereas, in all other isurim we hold, also, a dover gush is not doesn't become a klisheni or a klishlishi, but a dover lach, whereas if you're dealing with a liquid that is in a klisheni, the halachi is that it is not mavli or mafla, which means mi'ikar ad-din. What happens if someone goes, for example, and makes himself a coffee in a fleishik mug, a mug that was used for soup, and he went and adds milk to it? So by the time you add the milk to it, what you're talking about is hot water already sitting in the cup. It's a keli sheni. You pour milk in there. We say that the cup is not absorbing any of the taste of the milk. The cup is kosher. The mug is kosher because it's a keli sheni. In a solid, that's a problem. A solid hot piece of meat on top of cheese or something that would answer things. Whereas if you're dealing with a liquid, it's not a problem. And on Pesach, we are machmer that a keli sheni is mavliya umaflit, like a keli rishon, except if it is tzonin. Now, we'll talk about tzonin in a minute, but there's one other issue that the Mishnah Berurah brings up. We are assuming that this grain of wheat in the chicken is chametz. What makes it chametz? Because it was cooked, there was water there. Now, there is a whole issue in the Mechaber and the Ramah of what sign you have to see in a grain of wheat to say that it's chametz. So, if the Mechaber Shita is that it's got to be split open, then it has signs of chametz. The Ramah is machmer if it's a bit soft. Then we say that the water must have penetrated, in which case there's a chashash of chametz. In the case of a keli sheni, where the piece of wheat that you found, you took a chicken, it got a piece, you took a chicken on Pesach, and you put it into a keli sheni of hot water, and then you find a little bit of wheat there. So if the wheat that you found was soft but did not open up, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if it's Hefsid Meruba and Menias Simchas Yantif, that you could be Makel and there be Somach on the Mechaber Shita, that until the grain of wheat splits open, we do not say that it became Chametz. So that means Lamaisa, in a case of Hefsid Meruba, if you put a chicken into a Keli Sheni, you had a pot of boiling water, you poured that into a bowl, you put the chicken into that, you open up the chicken and find a grain of wheat, where the halacha would be that Malkam Hefsid Meruba Menias Simchas Yantif, even if this happened on Pesach, the halacha would be that it would be mutter. Now, so long as the grain of wheat was only soft and did not look like it was split open. Now, with regard to the fact that a keli sheni that is cold, the Ramah says is not a problem at all. So the Achronim ask Akasha, because later it's mefurish that the Ramah is machmir, that on Pesach itself, even something cold is mavli o maflit. It doesn't have to be hot, meaning something that is sitting in water, we would say if you have you have chametz and something else sitting in water, the halacha is that this something else will absorb by way of the water on Pesach. It's a chumrah of Pesach. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no such thing as a bliya betzonin unless something is sharp or something is soaked for 24 hours. Lemaisa, over here, the Ramah is makel entirely. So the Magen Avraham says that later the Ramah was only machmir in the case of meat that has grooves in it, and that's why it is boleya. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings a big dayesha that says that the Ramah later that is machmir in sonin is only machmir as a chumra bi'alma, and b'makom hefsid one does not have to be machmir for it altogether. And here we're going with the Ikar Adin where it may be hefsid and a person does not have to be machmir for it. Which means lamaisa, according to this, let us say on Pesach you find that there was chametz sitting, say, in water together with other food. You have wet food and then there's a drop of chametz that is there. Even though the water that it was sitting in is something cold and it wasn't soaked there for 24 hours, we would be choshish that the chametz got absorbed into the food and we would not eat it on Pesach. Once again, this is all machmas chumra. So the makom hefsid, we would be makel. In this case, we're talking about a chicken with that piece of wheat, since it would definitely be a hefsid if you throw it away. Therefore, if you had a piece of wheat that is sitting with chicken in a keli sheni only, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat the chicken on Pesach.